sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine and Business on the Edge Incorporated. Thank you always for tuning into this show. We appreciate you listening in here at KDOW and those who are out there on iHeartRadio. We appreciate your listenership as well always. If you want to dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air with me tonight, call 1-800-516-1220. It's 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me. Relevant to our subject matter, our topic. Sometimes, you know, it could be kind of off on what we're talking about and we don't want to do that. You know, this time of season, I always bring on someone who's kind of our annual December guest, and that's Ruth Benjamin. I was going to say Ruth Vanderstein, but she got married. So it is now Ruth Benjamin, and she's the CEO and founder of Financial Tax Strategies. And we're going to talk a little bit about going into the new year. Maybe you're thinking about, I'd really like to sell my home, but darn it, those capital gains taxes are just a monster to deal with. And so she has some options on how to deal with that and some solutions for that. And we're going to talk about what we might do for you to kind of get you connected there. So we're going to start out the gate today and get Ruth Benjamin on air with us tonight. Ruth, how are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you doing, Margaret?
I'm doing well. You know, we've been getting you on air this time of season for, it seems like forever. You know, this is our eighth season, and we always talk about the financial matters at the end of the year because everyone, I don't know what happens from 11:59 on the previous year, and everyone feels this weight of, I have all of these things I got to get done. I have this debt. I have, you know, Christmas, and I've spent all this money, and what am I going to do going to the new year? And then midnight strikes, and all of a sudden, it's like the skies open, the clouds part, and I have this new kind of thing. I'm not sure what happens in that 60 seconds, but it matters. Exactly. Exactly. So I want to kind of drill down with you in these next couple of segments and talk about capital gains, tax solutions. And we're here on your website here, financialtaxstrategy.com. And just kind of, is there real solutions to help those homeowners, or they're holding on to their properties, especially our seniors and baby boomers, and they really want to do something else. But that capital gains kind of, they're concerned because it just kind of bites you hard.
It sure does, especially in the Bay Area. And yes, there are ways to defer the capital gains taxes for decades. And in some cases, there's even ways to eliminate taxes. So it depends on if you're selling a primary residence or an investment property, your business, anything that has a value of $500,000 or more, your asset is worth $500,000 or more. It can be a Picasso painting if that's what you have, but you can defer the taxes for 30 years, and we can show you how to do that.
Now, let me ask you a question. I'm going to, and I don't like to say this, I'm not the devil's advocate, but let me just ask you a question. What about the naysayers? And the naysayers tend to be CPAs, accountants that aren't aware of whether or not this would work for their customers. What would you say to them?
Well, in the last few years, We've had several people where their accountants have told their clients to write that check. And they're telling them to write that check because it's not their money that's being spent. But once the client goes back and says, give me a specific reason why I shouldn't do this, then they will do the research, and 9 out of 10 times they will tell their client, yes, this is a good thing to do. Let's move forward.
Right, because there's so that check could be. What's the just out of your experience? Have you seen a customer or a person or whomever? Maybe they didn't come through your program, and or a story that you may have heard that it was the largest tax check, and you just kind of shook your head and says that they just had only talked to me. What's kind of like that,
yeah,
that largest tax check that they bit the bullet and actually paid it?
Well, an independent person that found out about our tax strategy after she sold had to write a check to the IRS for $1 million. And she was very upset that she found out after she wrote that check. And because you have to be able to use this tax strategy before you close on the sale of your property. So you cannot have constructive receipt of your funds. You cannot touch the money. So in her case, it was too late, and she was very upset that she had to write that $1 million check. I had a transaction a month ago on a $23 million transaction. That tax check was $8 million.
It's
worth taking a look at this strategy. And if this is an investment property, you can close the transaction as a 1031 exchange as long as the accommodator is willing to cooperate. And then it gives you some time to look at this tax strategy, talk to your CPA, have us educate your tax people, and find out if this is a good strategy for you.
And a good fit there. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I've got to ask the million-dollar questions that I can hear coming through my listeners out there. I feel you out there. What happens after 30 years?
Well, there's a cost to do this tax strategy, which is 6.7% of the net sales proceeds. In 30 years, if you or your estate, because maybe you're not around in 30 years, but in 30 years is when the tax bills due. If you pass before then, the tax is not due early. But in 30 years, if you or your estate wishes to pay the 6.7% cost again, you can kick that tax bill down the road another 30 years.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. So, Ruth, are these training classes somewhere? How are people getting connected to you? What is that piece of it?
Well, we do have presentations going on regularly. Plus, we do have webinars. And just get in touch with Margaret, and she'll let you know when the next one is. We have them all over where different people have asked us to come and speak. We're trying to educate the real estate agents because they're your first point of contact and letting them know about this tax strategy. I had a client that didn't want to sell his property because he didn't want to pay the tax bill. Once I talked to him, I got the agent a listing. He says, okay, I'm ready to go. I want to get rid of this property. I'm tired of dealing with the tenants. And that's what's happening. People that are elderly, they're tired of dealing with the tenants, eviction notices, you know, the toilets overflowing, all of that. They just want to enjoy the rest of their life and receive funds.
Okay, so now that's interesting. So we're deferring the taxes for 30 years, and so there's some sort of accessibility to the funds?
Right. What happens when you close on your transaction, you will receive your proceeds, 95% of your proceeds, which in within 5 days from the closing of your property, wired to your bank account.
Okay, so this is kind of like a no-brainer.
Exactly.
To me, this is a no-brainer. Now, does it have to be an investment property? Could it be a...
No, it can work. It can work for primary residents. In some cases, it doesn't work for primary residents, but it's a free consultation. Call us. Let's see if there's something that we can help you out. Because a primary residence, a lot of people believe if they sell their property for a certain price, all they need to do is buy a new property at that price. That law's been gone for almost 10 years. The only thing that happens now is you get an exclusion. It's $250,000 per person. So if you're married, you get $500,000 exclusion of the capital gains taxes. But in most cases here in the Bay Area, there's millions of dollars being made, and the tax bills are large. So even after the $500,000, they're still looking at over $1 million tax check.
Wow, that's a huge chunk of money. And there's something to be considered here that, again, I have to go back to that it's just a no-brainer. And I know that you mentioned elderly in the Bay Area. So you have elderly that want to sell their homes and they want to live closer to their kids and their grandkids, and they can't do it because of their thinking that tax bill out there. And so this could change the whole game for them.
Exactly. It helps people access the equity in their home. And, of course, they need to sell the property in order for this to work. If they want to access funds from their primary residence, then they, without moving, they need to look into a reverse mortgage. But this tax strategy is where you're selling your property, you're ready to move to another area.
Wow. You're kind of like the Christmas... You're the Christmas queen. You know, we go Santa Claus, but is this Santa Claus's Mrs. Claus has come to town?
I'm the elf.
You're the elf. We're going to say
the helper.
You know, I'm like, yeah, seriously, the elf. No, we're gonna promote you to Santa Claus's Mrs. Claus here has come to town, okay. And has got a great strategy for you here. And if you want to get connected to Ruth Benjamin at financialtaxstrategy.com, you can do that. Learn more information on our website, financialtaxstrategy.com. And also, this is so exciting, Ruth. What do you think about, I'm just going to throw it out there. How about we do a lunch and learn in January 2020 here at the radio station for you to kind of share this for those would-be owners and property investors or primary owners, if they want, that has an opportunity here. What do you think about that? Would you be willing to come here to the station, do a lunch and learn here, and have you just kind of talk to those that are interested in doing something like this?
Absolutely. It's a great way to come and learn about it. There's no pressure. There's no sales. It's all about information. So if you can come, then and bring your tax person with you if you can. You don't have to, but come and hear the information, and I would be happy to speak with anybody regarding their individual transactions.
This is fantastic. We're going to do this, and if you want to be a part of this, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and we get the right kind of headcount. We're going to do this for you. Ruth, stay on the line here, and when we come back, we'll talk more. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus actually has come to town at AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0. Business on the Edge. Thank you so much again for tuning in. I love it. I love it. We are talking to Ruth Benjamin. She is the founder and CEO of Financial Tax Strategies. And we've been talking about how you can get a better deal, for lack of a better term, or defer those taxes for 30 years on investment properties, $500,000 or more. Ruth, you're kind of a turnkey solution. And mm-hmm. So you also manage a 1031 exchange. And so you could actually take the clients through that or take them through, kind of explain that to us. Do you take them through the 1031 exchange for them to move it into your tax strategy program? How does that kind of work?
Okay, so basically, if a client is selling an investment property, then they have the choice of finishing a 1031 exchange if they want to. And when you do a 1031 exchange, you have to buy a property equal or greater to what you sell. And if you have a loan on the property you're selling, you must have a loan equal or greater on the replacement property, and you have to use all your cash to acquire the new replacement property. That's in order to defer your capital gains taxes. Now, the beautiful thing about a 1031 exchange is you can keep deferring, you can keep exchanging, but your basis is from the original price of the original property you ever bought in this chain of exchanges. So you can keep deferring the tax over and over and over when you buy and sell until you die. Once you die, then your heirs get what's called stepped up in basis, and the capital gains taxes go away. So that's a wonderful solution for anybody that wants to continue to hold on to real estate and manage the tenants and that type of thing. But what you can do, and in a lot of cases, my clients are identifying properties, because once you sell on your property, you have to identify a replacement property within 45 days. So you do that. You give it to us as the accommodator. And after the 45th day, you find out that the property you identified has a lot of work that needs to be done, and the seller's not willing to pay for any of it. So you want to back out. Well, once you've identified, you hit midnight of that 45th day, you cannot change the address of the property you identified. So you're stuck. Either you pay your taxes or you buy this property that you don't really want. So now there are rules to identifications. You can identify more than one property. And if you go on my website, which is 1031pros with an S.net, so that's 1031pros.net, you'll find all the rules to the identification. You'll find out all the crazy regulations that it takes to do a 1031 exchange. But you have an option. You can finish the exchange. Now, if you get to the point where you don't want to acquire any of the properties that are out there, then you have an option to move it to the monetized installment sale. So now you can take your funds, put the cash in your pocket. It's not being held by anybody. You have 100% control of those funds, and you will not pay the tax bill for 30 years.
So, wow, that is like... Your brain is so filled completely with this information. It's awesome. So say that 45th day, it's midnight. The clock has struck 12. Mm-hmm. Now you're saying they're stuck, or they can go into your tax strategy program.
Correct.
So that's... And how long does it usually take for that whole process to take place? Say I decided, okay, midnight has come. I'm not going to buy the fixer-upper and do the exchange. How long does it take for that property or what I'm doing? I've sold my property. Now I have to do something with that capital gains. I have 1 minute to go. So how long does that process take?
Well, what I would have you do, if you want to do a monetized installment sale, you don't want the exchange to fail. So you would have to identify a property just to make it run all the way to the 180 days. The monetized installment sale can be done. We like to have 2 weeks. We can do it in a week. Some cases we might be able to do it in a few days. But we need to give you time to review everything, and your tax professional to review everything. So we like to have a couple weeks in advance just to make sure people have time to really look at this.
Awesome, awesome. I've got to go to a commercial break. Hold tight there, Ruth, for me. You're listening to Money 2.0 Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business and Finance Radio, Bay Area's number one station.
Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la.
Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We've been talking to Ruth Benjamin, financial tax strategy, and how you can defer those taxes for 30 years and get your cash. Get 95% of your proceeds. And so if you want to connect with Ruth at Financial Tax Strategies, you can do that at financialtaxstrategy.com. If you want, if you're interested in a 1031 exchange, she manages this organization, not the owner, but manages the 1031 exchanges, 1031pros.net. That's P-R-O-S.net. So you can get connected. So Ruth and I talked on our break, and if you're just tuning in, and we mentioned earlier that this is exciting news. This is an opportunity to really take charge of what's happening and controlling your resources and finances and not having to write that whopping tax check. And this is perfectly legal. It's tax law. And so we're going to do a lunch and learn. Ruth has agreed, right, Ruth? You have agreed.
Yes.
To come and do a lunch and learn here at the radio station. And we decided we're going to limit it to 15 people. And so we're going to buy you lunch, and we're going to let Ruth talk to you about your property that you wanted. It could be more than one property, or it could be like Ruth talked about. Ruth, you said it could be an asset of any kind that's $500,000.
Right.
More.
And if you're an investor in an area that the properties are not worth $500,000, you can bundle properties. So you can do a 1031 exchange. We can sell as many properties to get you close to the $500,000, and then we can do a monetized installment sale. So there's a lot of ways to work it.
So that's fantastic. So what we're going to do in the new year is we're going to do a lunch and learn. So we're just doing this live on the show. This is, so there's no date set. But if you would email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and we get a head count, and those first 10, what we're going to do is go ahead and set that date, and we'll send you an email either from myself or from my assistant, and we'll get that on the calendar here in the first. I'd love to do it in January. So you got to call in. You got to get, your name on that list so I can get that coordinated and have Ruth schedule it on her calendar and have an opportunity to learn more about capital gains. And again, they could bring their CPA or tax person or.
Mm-hmm. Or the real estate agent.
Or the real estate agent to learn. So they're willing to just tell all. There's nothing hidden in this other than an opportunity to get access to the capital that you want to get access to, or the resources that you want to get access to. I mean, how great is that? 95% of the proceeds that you can get, and then you're deferring the taxes for 30 years. Who does that?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, not having
it's
to pay those resources.
To take a look at.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we only have a couple of more minutes in this segment. We have about 3 minutes. So, Ruth, what are your final words for 2019 going into the new year, and those that are sitting on this property and they're skeptics? What would you say to them?
Well, I would let you know that this is a strategy that has been audited by the IRS. And we can have you talk to clients that have done this strategy to give you their experience. But don't be afraid. This is a tax law that's been around since 1913. And in 1980, Congress said you can take a loan out on an installment sale and receive your proceeds. So you will get your cash, your buyer will get their property, and you can hold on to that money for 30 years and keep it in your portfolio and grow it to turn it into 8 times the money if you choose to do that.
Or you could go to Hawaii. Why not? Why not?
Pay off other investment properties. There's so many things you can do with it.
And maybe fix some up that you want to fix up. There's a lot of things that you could do with that. And especially mm-hmm. if you've got kids going to college and you're wondering how to kind of take care of those sort of bills as well. Again, if you want to connect with Ruth directly and you don't want to wait till the new year, financialtaxstrategy.com. And her phone number is 888-977-1222. That's 888-977-1222. Ruth, it is so exciting to always have you on the show here. We've got about 90 seconds before I'm out of here. Remember, Lunch and Learn, radio station, KDOW Radio. Email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and we're going to get Ruth in here to talk to you. So please, please, please take advantage of this opportunity. Ruth, thank you so much for coming and talking to us and sharing with our audience what you're doing, because it is a huge deal.
Thank you, Margaret.
Did we lose Ruth there?
Nope. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. I was just saying thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have a great holiday season. Happy New Year to you and your family and your employees and all of that good stuff. We're going to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to do a little bit of Small Business Concierge, and we've got some holiday sounds coming at you.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
To the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. It's always a fun segment because I get to talk about our magazine, but our small businesses, this is their voice. They are the thought leaders. These are the small business thought leaders of our time and people that you should know, people you should be working with and doing business with and all of those great things. So our new magazine is out, which is fantastic. It's so fantastic. Our readership is trending over 1,300%, and that's on issue.com. And also you can connect with our magazine on the smallbusinessconcierge.biz website. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome. And what does that do? That takes the small business thought leader. And when we're talking about small business, we're talking about not just the businesses, but those, all of these other counterparts that connect with them. And you know, we have leaders in you know, these large organizations and for-profit and non-profit. And now we're bridging all of these different channels of businesses and industries together and says, hey, pay attention to these small businesses that you have walked past, that they're doing absolutely amazing things. And small businesses, by the way, is 500 or less employees or 499 employees by SBA standards. So don't get locked into that mom and pop and it's just the micro business. That is not what this is. This is much more than that, and people that you should know. And so tonight I have one of my favorite people on the planet on who's a small business concierge, Jarrell Martin. Jarrell Martin is a sound engineer, designer, producer, absolutely ridiculously wonderful in his skill set. I'm so excited. So I asked him to come on because this is the holiday season for cheer and for all of the parties that are going on and all of the holiday festivities and the new year events that are going to go on. And I have this thing about sound, Jarrell. And what sounds good? What is the holiday? I hate going to an event and the sound sounds horrible. So can you kind of share with our audience on really how to make sure they're getting that great holiday sound, even if they're doing something in their home, if they're doing a gathering? What would you kind of give us that skill, creativity? Give us a little training class here.
Thank you, Margaret. Great to be here. One of the biggest things I would say is regulation. Not only in the system you use, but it's also in the thinking of it. So one, you got to pick the right environment. If you're putting on a professional show, like let's say any type of festival or anything like that, you want to look at the area or the environment that you're actually going to have the system in. If it's definitely an open space, that's a bit easier for sound engineers because there's not what we call reflective surfaces. Because in those reflective surfaces, the sound is bouncing off everywhere and it just causes all types of abnormalities that artificially we can't get rid of. It's actually from the acoustic form that you have to do things like put carpet on the walls or other heavy drape and things like that in order to get it balanced. So if you're in a in an acoustically bad room, it doesn't matter what system you have, it'll sound bad. So you have to do the acoustic treatment first in that regard. Now, after you get a decent environment, you want to be able to communicate with the sound engineer. So whatever production vendor that you have, give them the details that they ask for or that they need, especially so they can design the proper system for your application. And one of the things that they do in designing is they figure out how many speakers they need to reach the area that they have to deal with. They'll figure out the placement of those speakers, and then they'll also figure out the elevation. Because one thing about elevation is everything around not only causes sound to bounce off, but it can also get absorbed. So every double distance, you're losing about 2 notches in human hearing from what the speakers are putting out. So after about 30 to 40 feet, if they try to turn that system up louder for it to reach the people in the back, it's going to start irritating or even could possibly harm the people in the front.
Wow.
So it is necessary that you tell them what your seating arrangement is. Even if there is no seating, just tell them how many people are going to be there and what the orientation is going to be like for that. That gives them an idea on how much sound they need to bring.
Wow. And so there's really a design to this. This is why they call it sound design. And if you want to have a great event, you corporate folks out there that's going to party for the end of the year just because you believe you worked hard and you just, darn it, you just earned it. And so it does matter. And so you have this sound design that is going on here. Wow, this is absolutely fantastic and amazing. What if I wanted to do something in my home? What if it's a home kind of holiday party? What would you say to those people?
If you're doing a holiday party, the sound is something that, especially if it's Christmas music and things like that, you want to keep it in the background. Of course, you don't want to blast it because everybody's having conversations and whatnot. So it could be as simple as, especially if the TV's not a big concern for people to watch, there are channels on the TV sets, such as if you have IPTVs, such as the common ones that we know out there. There are usually some channels that actually are playing those Christmas tunes. So you just don't make them too loud, but just make them present so it can be a relaxing atmosphere for everyone.
Oh, wow. That's kind of fantastic. And if you want to learn more about Jarrell Martin, you're going to have to email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And so you can learn more that way. But he is absolutely, again, a phenomenal producer. So exciting to have you on board here and talking to us in the studio tonight here in the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Jarrell, now, what about these holiday parties, and I've got about 2 minutes. What if it's not just music, but now I've got music that I'm dealing with and maybe there's an MC. How would you, is that a different sound? Are we looking at something a little bit different there for that holiday event?
For the holiday event, especially if you have an MC, the biggest thing is make sure you have control when they're on a mic. Because obviously especially people are talking and you're trying to get their attention. You want to make sure that you have a grip on that mic. So help the MC by raising the volume up, but not to the point where it's going to just really startle the heck out of people, because you don't want to do that. But the ultimate thing too is balance the sound properly. So in other words, you have to calibrate the sound and fine tune it to that particular environment, which again, the audio engineers need time to do that. So when they bring the equipment, you need to also schedule them some time to be able to calibrate the equipment, tune it to the room to get some of those problem frequencies, we like to call them, stabilized, because that's going to benefit everyone in the long run.
Wow. So it really does matter. So it's more than just plugging in a couple of speakers.
Yeah, it's a science.
It's a science. Throwing on my music, getting into some hall and going, hey, you're here. And now we're like the guys that come in and they're actually doing the DJ and all of that. That's a different kind of performance and system. Are they really sound? I got 30 seconds. Are they really sound engineers or are they just DJs?
Some of them are. Some of them have that training to actually be sound engineers, and some of them, they might not just take the time to do it, but they have the basis to actually go deeper.
Wow. Jarrell Martin on the Edge at businessontheedge.biz. Let me know if you want to know more. Here we go. We're out of this segment. Smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. We're at the bottom of our show this holiday season, and I hope everyone is looking to have a great holiday season. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and Happy Kwanzaa, and Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah, and whatever you celebrate. And if you don't, well, just enjoy that holiday season this year. It's why the year has gone by really quick. So I want to recap really quickly. You only have a few minutes left here in the show. Make sure we had Ruth Benjamin on, the founder and CEO of Financial Tax Strategies, on how to defer those taxes for 30 years and get 95% of your money out of that sale and out of your sale and get that 95% of proceeds of your maybe investment property, maybe it's a primary residence of $500,000 or more, and then whatever that equity or whatever you sell that property for, but that is a real deal. And so if you're interested in coming to our Lunch and Learn, and we just kind of set this up on the show here tonight, we're going to do a Lunch and Learn here at the studio. We're here at AM 1220 KDOW, but we need I'm going to cap it at 15 people in that Lunch and Learn, and we're going to buy you lunch, and we're going to let you listen to how this actually works. And this is a tax strategy, legal tax strategy, and it's been around since 1913. And if you want to learn more, and Ruth welcomes your accountant or your real estate agent for an opportunity to get access to your resources. And if those of you, if you're listening and you are a senior citizen, please come out to this, because there's a lot of seniors here in Silicon Valley, Bay Area, that really want to sell their homes and not really sure what to do, feeling like they have to stay there because they don't want to pay those taxes. They want to be closer to their grandkids, their sons and daughters, their families, and so they can't move. So definitely come out to this event, and I can take 15 people. That's all I'm going to do. Let's email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I will set a date once I have that list, and then we'll try to do that in January. I'd really like to do it in January 2020. It's a busy month for me, but we'll figure out how to get it done. I don't think it'll be a huge problem, and we'll get everything booked up. But come out for that. FinancialTaxStrategies.com. You can get a hold of Ruth directly. If you don't want to wait, it's okay. You can, you know, get her attention right now. And her phone number is 888-977-1222. So start thinking about that and figuring out, hey, what are you going to do with that 95% of your proceeds? Wow, a lot you can do with that. And then it's, again, enjoyable to have Jarrell Martin here on the show. Great producer, audio producer here. And giving us that dialed in, you know, what you're doing for the holidays in terms of that holiday sound, and that it's really a sound design. You just kind of don't slap that stuff together and you come in. And I've been to events, huge events, and the audio, the sound was just so horrible. The room's too big, and the equipment and the gear that they have is not working. And so I'm going to let Jarrell jump back in real quick, and then I'll tell you how you can get a hold of him through our email here.
The biggest thing I say, and this goes back to what I learned back in my days in school with my drumming teacher, he said, don't go for loud, go for correct.
Oh, perfect. Don't go for loud, go for correct, right? Because loud could sound horrible.
Yeah, it just smashes everything, and therefore nothing is intelligible at that point.
Right, and there's no balance in the sound or anything like that. Again, if you want to connect with Jarrell Martin, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And if you're interested in him connecting with you, again, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and we'll get you guys connected. You can learn more about how to have great sound, even not just for the holidays, but you know, in any of the events that you might have in 2020 as well. So again, this is happy holidays. Thank you for tuning into the show. I'm so excited about just getting into this next year. I can't believe that we are locking down. So again, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz if you're interested in that lunch and learn. And then, of course, getting a hold of Jarrell Martin, a super duper producer, audio producer. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader. Have a happy holiday.